This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Tam Pham. First name is Tam, T-A-M, last name is Pham, P-H-A-M, Pham. Date of birth 8/28/1965. This letter is being written to Dr. Stephanie Lee Doe. First name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, last name Lee, L-E-D-O-D-O-D-O, telephone number, address is, let's see what the address is. Address 1693 Flanagan Drive, Flanagan Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number is 408-274-3881. Fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Stephanie Lee Doe, thank you for asking me to see this 59-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was able to review his lab results and reports of CT scan and other history features, and I believe this gentleman has been diagnosed with pan-sinusitis, period. He has seen ENT specialist and further and this gentleman and ENT doctor wants to wants me to do some allergy testing and see what can be done about that, period. Basically, Mr. Pham has been complaining of nasal congestion for more than 15 years, period. He uses a CPAP machine, and that certainly makes it much more difficult for him to breathe at night, period. Daytime, he seems to be reasonably well. Left side congestion is worse than right side, period. There is no history of any sneezing, rhinorrhea, or itching, period. Typically, he has mild eye itching, and that may be attributable to mild springtime allergies, period. There is no history of asthma or atopic dermatitis, period. I believe he had some kind of septal surgery, like 14 or 15 years ago, and we really do not have much report on that, period. There is no history of any persistent headaches, epistaxis, period. His smell and taste are normal, period. He's not exposed to any pets or smokers, period. Overall, he's in decent health and is taking some medications for some other problems, period. New paragraph. His allergy medications include number one, azelastine spray, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E, azelastine spray. Number two, budesonide nasal spray. Number three, saline rinses. He has taken some Claritin in past with minor benefit, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant gentleman who did not appear to be sick, period. He had mild enlargement of both turbinates with more enlargement of left side, period. Clinic. There was no purulent discharge from his nose into pharynx, period. I believe his CT diagnosis of pan-sinusitis is based on symptoms of nasal congestion and CT scan finding, period. New paragraph. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Skin testing revealed moderate reaction to few grasses, but otherwise no positive tests were identified on allergy testing, period. It seems to me this gentleman has chronic pansinusitis and should be under care of ENT physician, period. Certainly for his allergies, he can continue to use the medications that have been prescribed and also engage in some environmental precautions, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate rhinitis. Number two, pansinusitis. My treatment plan, number one, environmental precautions. Number two, Claritin 10 milligram PRN. Number three, azelastine spray, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E spray, twice a day. Number four, budesonide nasal spray once a day. Number five, saline rinses. Period, and overall I believe he should do quite well in future, period. I've asked him to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Tam Pham. Thank you.